Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Tour set, pop!
So since it's Halloween, when this episode is coming out, we thought that we would share for us like the spookiest, kind of creepiest story that we have together. I wouldn't say it's really
together.
Together.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's like super spooky, but it definitely is creepy as fuck.
It's creepy. Yeah. But not spooky.
Not spooky. So a couple years ago, Bethany and I were hiking at this park in Kansas City called Swope Park, and we're not from Kansas City, and like, we don't really know much about the park. We know the zoo's there and we know that there's hiking trails there.
Yeah.
But like, I've since learned that maybe it's not like the best park to just be in. Like, it might be a little bit dangerous at times.
Yeah.
So anyways, it was like early January, and it was an unseasonably warm day for winter in Kansas City.
Yeah, but it was definitely a winter or fall, late fall month, mm-hmm. because it got dark early.
Yeah.
I remember that because when we went hiking, it was starting to get dark. We were like, mm-hmm. oh, fuck, like we got to pick up the pace.
Yeah, I was like, I knew this hiking trail like pretty much would usually take me like an hour and a half. And we had an hour and a half until sundown, which means that it was going to start getting dark before that. So we were like really trying to book it. And it's like the sun is like going down. And we, at this point, I think we both even put on our phone flashlights. Like there was still ambient light out, but there was no sun. It was very dusk.
But we're like in the middle of the woods, kind of. on this little path, kind of half walking, half jogging, occasionally doing more than a jog.
Yeah, because we're just like trying to get back before it gets dark. But we, we're literally still maybe like a mile out at this point. And we like come up this hill onto the top of like this little ridge, I guess. And right when we look up, there's just this guy standing there.
Like, with a gun.
With a gun. Yeah. Like, it, full camo with, like, a... I don't even know if it's full camo or if my brain is making that up now. But, like...
I think he was in camo, but he was sitting there. Maybe he was standing. I can't remember.
He was standing.
Definitely, he definitely had a gun, and we were both like a little alarmed by it.
Yeah.
And then he said something to us. We didn't say anything to him.
Yeah.
I don't think. But didn't he just say like...
He said something like, oh, I'm just out here hunting deer. And we were just like, okay. And then we walked away really quick. And I think like the way we're telling it, it doesn't sound that creepy, but like, or that whatever. But we both like were really, I don't know, creeped out in
spooked.
The moment.
Spooked. Yeah. Okay, now wait. Did he say that he was hunting deer for like to control the population?
Oh, or yes. Was that yes. He was like
the deer population or something in the park.
He was like, I'm out here. I'm on the deer control population committee or something like
that. That's it. That's it. And it was just the most bizarre.
It was so weird.
Thing. But he felt the need to explain himself.
Yeah.
When we came around this corner.
Yeah. Which was, that's weird too.
That and was weird. Yeah.
It was just so startling seeing someone else out there that we just kept going and booked it back.
We hauled it back. Yeah.
So like months later, we were getting into an Uber to go to a music, like a concert basically.
Yeah.
And we were impaired and that's why we were taking an Uber. And we just we decided to tell this Uber driver the story. And he was like, guys, I have lived in Kansas City my entire life.
Yeah.
There is no hunting allowed in Swope Park. And there is no such thing as the Deer Population Committee. And we were like, what the
oh,
fuck?
Shit. Yeah.
Like...
But, I mean, he could have just been, like, a guy who was hunting where he shouldn't be, you know? But, yeah,
that's
it
true.
Was really spooky. And getting into that Uber months later to hear that from that guy, it was like, fuck, we could have been killed.
We could have been murdered. Like, and that's the creepiest story that, like, will haunt us always.
Yeah. It's a fun little story that we like to look back on.
It's a fun time that we like to look back on and just be grateful for life. Oh man. So, welcome back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some Taeyong carrying Jimin bridal style is the best thing I've ever fucking seen.
Those two have been soulmates for the past two concerts now.
What is it about V-Min at concerts?
I know, really? I know. They have a connection. Or I seriously cannot wait for their next comeback. It has felt like 1,000 years.
Oh my God. It so has. It's been so long. I cannot
and I
wait.
I think we've got some more waiting to do.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But today we are going to talk about BTS's Halloween dance practices in the spirit of it being Halloween.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah. But before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about this podcast and by writing a review wherever you listen. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show us some extra support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. We're just glad to be here. But remember that our show notes are being posted on Patreon for patrons of $1 a month or more. And of course, for patrons of $5, $10, and $15 a month have access to behind-the-scenes footage of our research, reactions to videos, and personalized messages.
Yeah, thank you guys for supporting us on there. So let's get into our content of the week. And obviously it's just the end of the Speak Yourself tour. Seeing pictures and video and, you know, just performances from that concert and from those concerts.
It looked magical. Like the drone show that they did. Oh my
fucking God. The fucking drones. That blows my mind that they orchestrated that.
The new like costumes and outfits too. Yoongi's yellow sweater.
God.
Fucking shit. That Amazing. Was all over Twitter. And I just, I watched so many fan cams of Yoongi's Seesaw.
Yeah. Just amazing.
And Hoseok's.
His red suit.
That red suit. Oh my God. Jimin in all black. In all performing. Black.
Yeah.
Serendipity. Yeah. It was magical.
Yeah. Also, they gave or provided a lot of extra shit to concert goers. Like, they gave every concert goer a Fila fleece blanket, a Fila BTS fleece blanket, like, in case they were cold. They had massage chairs like outside the stadium, like big huge ones, like the one that like Yoongi has been seen
in.
Oh my God.
that gold one he has, or the like photo card like dispenser.
Yeah,
like K-Armies,
amazing.
You get the special treatment.
Yeah, really. But it's so cool to see. And I mean, there's probably people there from all over the world too. But like, it's so cool.
I'm not mad about it.
No. It's just cool to see like them really closing out this whole tour with such a bang.
Yeah. Like, it's just not the tour. It's the concept.
Yeah.
Whole love yourself concept.
Yeah. That was like, it was like a pamper yourself kind of almost thing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so let's go ahead and get into the episode. So there are three Halloween dance practice videos that they ended up doing that BTS has done. There might be more, but we're pretty sure these are the only ones. At least when we did our research, it's all we could find. So there's a War of Hormone Halloween version dance practice video. There is a 21st Century Girl Halloween dance practice video. And then the last one is their Go-Go dance practice video that, you know, they did like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. What we're going to be doing is we're going to really go in depth on their outfits and their costumes, because that's really one of the most fun parts of the dance practice videos. But we're ultimately going to decide who pulls off their costume the best.
Yeah.
So Kayla and I have not decided yet.
We haven't even really discussed.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't discussed at all. Yeah. So we're going to leave it for being live on the podcast to decide. And then we'll share some of our favorite moments from the video. Just a couple.
Yeah.
But it's really just like a costume contest that we're doing.
Because you guys know the choreography. Like, we've already talked about like the War of Hormone music video. You guys know the choreography. Like, we don't need to talk about that per se. But we definitely will wrap each one up with just like a couple things that we love about the video.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have seen it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start with War of Hormone and dive into the outfits. Ooh, guys, actually we're doing reverse fan chant order this week.
Yeah, we decided that we got sick of just doing over and over fan chant order and just leaving Jungkook for last every single time. So we're going to start with Jungkook this time.
Hell yeah. So Jungkook in this War of Hormone Halloween dance practice video is a Reaper with a whip.
We think a Reaper. No one really knows.
No, it's the best guess. He kind of looks like a medieval monk in a really tattered up robe, but like that makes zero sense. I feel like, I mean, the Reaper with a whip makes less sense. I mean, maybe more sense. I don't know. The Reaper with a whip.
Mean, you know, the Reaper usually has
a scythe.
Like the axe.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that. I did not know the name of it. Okay.
This is
But, like, maybe that was too intense or too scary, so they gave him a whip instead. I don't know.
But, Okay, I guess, okay, we'll get to Yoongi, but okay. Maybe. But so, okay, we think he's a reaper with a whip, but really, what the fuck is he supposed to be? Nobody knows. So he's wearing this brown tattered cloak, and the hood is up. And then with the same material, it's like the same material is tied in a belt around his waist. His face is covered with white paint, and he has like really dark black and purple circles smudged all around his eyes. And then his lips are also like that same really dark, deep mm-hmm. blackish purple color.
Yeah. So Taeyang is dressed up as the classic Joker, like the cartoon Joker that you picture. So he's got like the purple blazer that has like a small yellow tie, the green vest. So just like that classic cartoony Joker. He's got makeup painted on his face, just has that kind of classic elongated Joker smile mm-hmm. painted on his face as well. And then his hair is also kind of like pushed and gelled to the side. And yeah, he looks good. He's, you know, the costume is very fitting. Uh-huh. He looks like the Joker.
So Jimin was dressed up as Charlie Chaplin, which we both feel is a odd choice.
Bizarre.
Yeah. But for this outfit, he was wearing an all black suit, even with like a black vest underneath, a white button down, a black hat, and then he had a white cane. So it was almost like he was like supposed to be in black and white. And he also had white makeup on his face. And then he had like that classic really thin Charlie Chaplin mustache under his nose.
Mm-hmm. Ho Sok was a prisoner. He's got this like black and white striped attire shirt and pants. And then he also has the same pattern hat on. And then he's holding a sign with his inmate number, which is actually his birthday, mm-hmm. which is a really cute little detail.
I love that they did that. I was wondering what the mm-hmm. numbers were for.
Yeah.
So Yoongi is Chucky, straight up yes. fucking Chucky.
Chucky. And this is like dark and wild yeah. era, which way back fucking when, way, way back when, I was like, why does he remind me of Chucky, Yoongi, like throughout this whole era? Maybe I watched this dance practice video and just made this like connection. And then I just forever thought that he was Chucky in that era.
Yes. You probably did.
And I didn't know it until now. Mm-hmm. It's like in my subconscious.
Yeah. Funny. I mean, probably. So for his Chucky costume, he has this thin, horizontally striped, like red and white shirt with dark blue overalls, and only one strap is attached with the overalls, and then red Converse. He also, as a prop, has a tiny little stabby knife in his front chest pocket.
Mm-hmm. The best prop.
It's the best.
Seokjin is Captain Jack Sparrow, which is very fitting for Jin's personality, I felt. But it's just like full-on classic pirate attire. He's got a pirate's hat on, an eye patch, a red bandana that's underneath the pirate's hat. He's got like these kind of older-looking, worn-out brown pants and brown shirt, and then he's got like a white puffy shirt underneath it, so very just pirate.
Mm-hmm.
And then his makeup, he's got like dark smudgy eyeliner, and then he has this really stupid looking fake mustache, which is so silly. But his prop is a water bottle, but he continuously uses it as like he's taking a swig of liquor or something. Mm-hmm. And he's rum. Just drunk off his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just pulls it off so well. Like
he does.
He does it so well. And then lastly, Namjoon this year was a sexy vampire. And I say sexy vampire because when I looked at him, I was like, damn, he looks so sexy. He's just wearing like a white button down and black pants. And then he has this black cape with red inner lining. He also has white makeup on his face, but he's wearing fangs. And then he has like little blood like dripping from his lips. And his lips are also like reddish. And he kind of has like a little bit of a red smoky eye, but it also looks like, you know, when you rub your eyes and you just don't stop rubbing because it feels so good to just after a long day, like it looks like you might have just done that for like 10 minutes.
Like, I don't care if my makeup is smudging all over. This feels too good to stop.
But it, just like a slight, like a little bit of red. Anyways, but he looks fucking good.
Yeah, he does look good. He's definitely the sexy vampire.
Yeah.
I love it.
So,
all right,
let's talk about who pulls off their costume the best.
And we're taking into consideration their, like, how they're filling the role.
Yeah, like their behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like anything goes.
I know mine.
Now, we can just kind of start big and get small. So, like, I feel like, truthfully, I feel like a couple of them could be in the running. As, like, there's some that could be out. There's some that could be in the running. I feel like here's the people in the running. Jin, Yoongi, Taeyong, Namjoon.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Jungkook is very in character, but we also are like, we don't know really who he is. So it makes it a little hard.
Right. Jimin's Charlie Chaplin was just odd. It was like we weren't sure even what to think about what he was trying to convey the whole time. Like, was he trying to be sexy or like confused? Mm-hmm. And then
I think he was confused.
Yeah.
Hobi was just himself, like his bright, cute, adorable self throughout, like high energy. He really was a cute prisoner, but like it was just, you know.
Didn't fit the idea of like the costume that he was wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I personally think Yoongi pulled his costume off the best.
Yeah.
As Chucky.
Yeah.
I love that he had like kind of a like stitching on his face, but he was so into it. The it wasn't until his verse came that he brought out that little tiny stabby knife and he just does little stabbing motions, like not big stabbing motions, like little ones. And he's got this kind of deranged grin on his face and he just fits it perfectly.
I feel like he loves it so much. Like, you know, everybody looked great in their costume, but like Yoongi like loved the costume. Like he just like he was like, this is me. This is like what I want to be dressed up as for sure. Yeah. He really leaned into it. By far the best
like Chucky I've seen.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Jin did an amazing, if we had to do like a runner up, it would be Jin, because his Jack Sparrow was so on point. He fully like committed to the role and he, you know, he pulled it off completely.
Yeah.
But the Chucky motif just really fit Yoongi.
It fit him so well. I'm like so happy that that's what he dressed up as for this.
Yeah.
So some of our favorite moments, we've already kind of mentioned them, but we'll kind of glaze over them. 159, Yoongi, that's when his verse comes and he takes out the little knife and does the happy little stabs throughout his entire verse. It's just so great. You guys need to go back and watch it.
Yeah. Then at 125, this is like an amazing example of Jin fully committing to the character of Jack Sparrow. He is constantly drinking out of his fake drinking out of his water bottle. Mm-hmm. And he does this until he falls over and he literally falls to the ground like during his verse. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Full committal. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then lastly, we just want to give Jungkook a shout out for being very in character, for how committed he is to dancing. In this dance practice video, he barely moves his body and just stares down the camera with this like dead expression inside and just full emo boy. He is pulling it off so well. Mm-hmm. And one of the best parts is at the very end, he breaks character a little bit and does his little bunny smile. Yeah, and it's cute.
It is cute. He also like stares down like the other members too. Like at one point he was staring down Yoongi and it was pretty great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on to the 21st century girl Halloween dance practice, starting with Jungkook again for outfits. He was wearing a big fluffy gray bunny suit, like oversized, so cute.
It was massive. That costume was massive.
Yeah, very tall, very big around, just like every element of it is like as big as can fit on a normal human body. And it also had like this big yellow bow tie that was kind of floppy, just huge belly, big feet, big ears, and even like a big old fluffy tail on the backside.
Yeah. So Taeyang, we had to do a little bit of research for this one. He is a character from a manga series. So Taeyang was Sakura Kinomoto. And so he was wearing like this navy blue long sleeve shirt and then like navy blue pants. He also had this navy blue beret on, which was really, really cute. Just anytime Taeyang is in a beret, I'm here for it.
Yes.
He also has this like neckerchief on, which we had to look up because we were like, what is that thing? But it's like out, it's white and outlined in this red thread. So it's like sailor, like it just looks like sailor vibes, the colors at least.
Yeah.
And then he has like a red pocket square in his shirt. And he has a prop and it's the character, it's like one of the like little guides for the character in this manga series. And his name is Cerberus. And he's just so cute. It's like, he's just like this little yellow kind of bear, kind of cat.
Mouse, thing with, maybe.
Yeah,
something.
Mouse maybe. Yeah. With wings.
With wings.
It's cute.
Oh, God. So cute. Like, I really want to go watch this or, like, read this manga now. Like,
yeah.
Want to know. So, Jimin was a cute little cabbage. With this outfit, he had a green hat that went with it. And then, like, the main costume piece of it just looked like a really big, round piece of cabbage. And there's, like, a really big happy face on the front of it. And he was wearing white pants and then oversized green shoes. And the key component to me about this costume is that he's able to raise it up and kind of, like, have his head disappear in the mass of the costume, and his hat is just like the top of it. So like he just looks like this big, really cute cabbage. It's adorable.
So cute. It's so adorable because it's just so rigid, the outfit is.
Yeah.
And the like little arm circles, you know, where he can put his arms through.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like so rigid that when he raises his arms up even the slightest, it like already is moving the entire costume up over his head.
Yeah.
So cute.
And it's really adorable when he pops out. Like sometimes, sometimes he puts it up on purpose. So he's like essentially like can't see it all during dancing. And then he'll like pop up and it's really adorable.
Mm-hmm. Hoseok is, I have to say, a very sexy skeleton.
100%.
He's in this black jumpsuit with this white skeleton printed on it. He's also holding as his kind of prop a Kaz stuffed skeleton plush. But what makes the whole outfit just so sexy is that, well, one, it's like skin tight, so you get to just see his beautiful figure. But he's got that orangish, reddish kind of hair, and it's all messy and wavy and just wild. You know what it kind of reminds me of? Like if like, like a cartoon character like getting electrocuted and their hair like sticking up, which is kind of like in a cartoon if someone gets electrocuted too. It's like you see just their skeleton. So I wonder if that's what he was going for.
Well, it's because like it's weird because there's just like a couple pieces that are sticking straight up. And then all the rest of his hair is kind of really crazy and wild too. So totally. So Yoongi this year was wearing a blue traditional Korean hanbok with white undergarments. And of course, that also included the hat. Pretty simple outfit for him.
Was it foreshadowing their
Probably.
Performance?
Probably. It was foreshadowing
years
Idol.
Later?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, Jin, oh my gosh, his outfit. So
amazing.
Jen was a cowboy riding a horse. And so his costume was just like a plush horse, like costume that you could buy probably like at a Halloween store that's strapped around his waist. And so that the horse's head was in front and the horse's butt was like behind Jen's butt. So he just had this really, it was large and long, and he like had no proprioceptive awareness of this costume in space. So it's just really funny. But he's got like a black long sleeve shirt on with these black ripped skinny jeans, which were just a nice little bonus to his outfit. And he had a brown cowboy hat on.
Amazing. Okay, so then Namjoon was wearing a Ryan costume. And we've kind of talked about like how much Namjoon loves Ryan before, but we never really talked about what Ryan is. So Ryan is a character. He's one of the Kakao friends. Ryan is an independent, maneless male lion. So a lot of people think he's a bear, but he's not. He's a maneless lion.
I did not know that.
Yeah, me neither. Some background info about Ryan is that a lot of people misunderstand his character because of the expressionless face, but he's the trustworthy mentor who has delicate emotions. And then also Ryan's tail is short because it's cuter. So I feel like maybe just because
when did you add all of this? Did yesterday. You do this during research?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice you put this in here.
I was just like,
I love it.
Curious, you know? And I feel like Namjoon loves Ryan so much, and it can go along with like being misunderstood, but like the fact that he's a trustworthy mentor, like he can probably relate to him on various levels.
Yeah.
So this costume was just like very big and orange, and then he had like the basically head of Ryan on top of his head.
Yeah. This one's a little bit harder.
I think so.
To pick who pulls off their costume the best. I love that this is like a costume contest. I didn't think about it that way until just now.
BTS costume contest.
Costume contest.
Costume contest.
Yeah. We could title it that. Yeah. I don't know.
Totally.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is difficult. I think like they all have different elements. So, I mean,
I think I have to say Jin is up there for me.
I would agree because the costume is just so much to pull off, and he just, he leans into it so well, and he just looks like he has a great time.
Yeah. Cause he's smacking everyone with his, his costume and he's laughing about it because it's not like he's purposely doing it. Like it's just in the way. It's just so massive.
I have to say that the other people for me that stand out are Hoseok, Taeyang, and maybe Jungkook. But like the fact
what about Jimin? The cabbage.
The cabbage is cute, but if I'm putting up the cabbage even just against like Jin's horse, you know, like the hilarity of Jin like slamming into everybody. Yeah. Like,
but the adorableness of Jimin popping in and out of this cabbage costume.
It's so true. I think like
I would agree that Jungkook is up there too with the bunny.
Because he's so cute with the bunny. Like to me, Jimin and Jungkook are on like similar levels of like cuteness for the sake of like they are cute in their costume and it's a cute costume. And it's kind of cute like Jungkook vibes. Like Jimin is like the cabbage that the bunny's going to like nibble off of or something.
Oh, yeah.
But that to me, like that's on like this whole other cute level that's separate from like I think that like the even like Jin with the horse or like even Hobie with the skeleton and just how fucking amazing he looks. He looks hot.
He looks so hot.
Like can he win the costume contest just by being hot? Or then like Taeyang with this costume that's obviously like something that he really loves. And I remember him, he was playing with Cerberus so much and really incorporating Cerberus into the choreography. And it was really cute.
Yeah. His outfit is really cute. Mm-hmm. I will say that.
So I don't know.
And being Sakura Kinamoto, like, I think that is just him. Like, he's clearly just wanting to dress up as someone he would want to dress up as. Like, yeah. A manga series that he clearly loves.
Mm-hmm. But I also feel like, you know, other members were dressing up as things that they really wanted to be, too.
I think I have my pick. Do you know yours?
I don't have mine, but let me hear yours. What's your pick?
I think Jin. I think Jin should win this one.
Okay. Do you have, like, your reasons to back it up?
My reasons? Uh-huh. Well, I think it really shows his personality, first off. I love how chaotic the outfit is. I love that it's just, you know, it's not as large as Jungkook's, where Jungkook is like this massive bunny. But the fact that it's just this, like, horse that's attached to him and, like, it's just getting in the way. Like, it's smacking everyone. Anytime they have to turn around in the choreography, he, like, ends up whacking, like, four or five people at the same time, and he's just laughing hysterically throughout because it's just so funny because it's so difficult for him to get around with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing for me. It's dorky, it's cute, it's fun,
it
makes the video, the dance practice, hilarious because of it.
Yeah.
And he's having a good time.
I would agree that, like, this costume is what makes the dance practice, like, really memorable. Like, people remember Jin with the horse costume.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, like, maybe my pick would have been, like, I cannot stop thinking about Hoseok right now in that skeleton outfit. Like,
I kind of want to pull up a picture.
God, it's just so, it fits him so well. And... yeah, I'm pulling up a picture.
Oh, we just gotta do it.
Gotta. God, he just looks...
oh, yeah. Oh, he does. And I do love, like, how he has the cause, mm-hmm. like, plush, skeleton plush. Because it's probably where he got, like, a fair amount of the inspiration.
Jimin is cute as that cabbage, though.
Jimin is really cute.
But I do...
I'm sticking with Jin.
Yeah. As much as I could argue any of the other members, I'm going to agree with you with Jin. For all of your reasons. And he just, like, he has that standout and that lasting factor of, like, this is what we remember about this video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Jin wins for this one.
All right. So here's just three of our favorite things about the video. One, we've already hit on it a whole bunch, is Jin's costume just hitting everyone constantly throughout the video.
Mm-hmm. And then kind of going along with that is just kind of everyone being chaotic the entire time, like being really klutzy to each other and just stumbling mm-hmm. around at times. And then obviously, even though I couldn't pick him as the best costume, I do have to shout out Jimin poking his head in and out of the costume and also beating everybody up. Like, he was, like, throwing punches.
He kept beating up Jungkook, and then he would, like, beat up... ended up pushing or shoving Taeyang.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Taeyang was there, Namjoon went to go do, like, part of his choreo and then tripped over Taeyang.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jimin was just being, like, a little shit.
Psycho. Yeah. So let's move on to go Halloween dance practice.
Mm-hmm. So just to preface this one, it's different from the other ones because this one they played rock, paper, scissors at the beginning to decide who Snow White would be. And all the other people who, you know, who didn't lose rock, paper, scissors would be the dwarves.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's Snow White and the Six Dwarves.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they had the concept and the outfits picked out beforehand. It was just they had to play rock, paper, scissors, and the loser ended up being
Snow White.
Yeah. So Taeyang ends up being Snow White. He ends up losing. And we just have to point out that during this video, when they're like picking, when they're playing rock, paper, scissors, it's really fun to watch because you get to see the amount of relief, extreme relief, when members decide, like, when they figure out that they're not going to be Snow White.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came down to, like, the last three, Namjoon's like, hold up. He made sure that everyone knew this. He said, I dreamt Taeyang was Snow White. Like, he's like, I'm calling it. Or that he had some sort of prophecy that Taeyang was going to be. But he really wanted to make it known. And it was just really cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're really only going to talk about Taeyong's outfit, and then we'll talk about like the overall dwarf costumes. Mm-hmm. So Taeyong was Snow White. And it was just like this Snow White costume that like you could buy at a Halloween store that was a dress. And it just went over. He just put it over his normal clothes. Mm-hmm. But he had this cute little red headband that on top was shaped into a bow. And this is DNA era. So he had that beautiful ashy gray silky soft hair underneath this bow. And it just complemented it so well, his hair and this like headband. He looks really, really cute. Mm-hmm. And the whole outfit looked really great on him. And something that we have to mention is he had sneakers on, which was actually a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah.
Like over the other people, over the other members. So he had at least that going for him. It stuck that he had to, you know, wear this Snow White outfit, but he totally rocked it. And he also had a prop. He had an apple, which was very fitting.
Yeah. Which he was holding on to the whole time and kind of like tossing around.
Oh, he was committed to this role. He did. He really rocked it. Mm-hmm. And he looked fucking hot.
Yeah.
He looked hot.
He did look really hot. All the other members were in various dwarf costumes of different primary and secondary colors. So they had like really bright colored little cute stocking caps, round colored shirts with four big buttons down the shirt, and then probably just the belts they were wearing that day, either a brown or black belt around their waist, with some loose pants and very oversized shoes. Like
very oversized.
I mean, if you think like those like big round clown shoes, you know, like, or like mascot costume shoes, just very large. And even like Jin, who is very tall, like his shoes were fucking massive. Like,
the largest.
The biggest. I don't know how any of them kept them on their feet, but I really don't know how Jin did it.
Yeah.
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 So.
Incredible feat.
Yeah. Oh, God. So who pulls off their costume the best? I think we can just do a 3-2-1 here. Like, 3-2-1. Taeyong. Yeah.
Of course.
I mean,
he was such a good sport about it, because when he ended up losing, he looked not happy about it.
Yeah.
He seemed pretty bummed and just no expression, looking down. You feel kind of bad for him. But by the time he got in costume and they went in to actually do this dance practice video, he was really into it. And he did such a great job. And I loved that the members all kind of were checking in on him to see what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was just, you know, it just ended up being really great. He looked incredible.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And yeah. Also, like, I remember when this dance practice came out and you were like really affected by how he was acting at the beginning. Like, you were worried about how upset he was that he like was it. But like, you know, even watching it now, like, he has his hood up, he does look like visibly at least annoyed that like, mm-hmm, this is like what is transpiring. And mm-hmm, he was such a good sport.
So our three favorite things about this video. One of the things that when I watch it, I can't help but to notice Yoongi's goofy facial expressions throughout. Like, he's constantly making these cheesy, silly smiles whenever he's doing the choreography. He's just like doing these really dorky grins at the camera. Like, he, you know, it's just like so Yoongi. Mm-hmm. It's like he does this. But it's cute. It's
hard not
like to notice. He's
like hamming it up, you know, like,
oh yeah,
just completely. It's like he's laughing at everybody else, even though he's in the same position.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things about this video is just seeing everybody try to dance and walk around with those obnoxious giant fucking shoes. I mean, they really like when I forget who it was that like walks up to the front for their verse and they don't even walk. They almost just
I think it was Jin.
Yeah. He just,
I think
like
it was Jin.
Shuffled
yeah.
almost up there. Like, not even full strides. It was so bad. It could have almost been easier for them if they just were like wearing socks.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
But that wasn't the costume.
And then, of course, the ending is probably the best part of the whole dance practice video, is when Taeyong comes up to the front at the end of the song. He takes a bite out of the apple and falls to the ground like it's this, you know, poisoned apple. And when he falls to the ground,
oh my God,
just kind of, it's just like, it just becomes all hell breaks loose.
All hell breaks loose. Like, Hobie, like, steps out of frame for a second and comes back with a money gun, a Supreme money gun, of course. And so he's like celebrating, shooting money
to me,
out.
It's so freaking random. It, like, it's, did he so just random. Buy this money gun and was like, I'm going to bring it for our dance practice Halloween version?
Yeah.
For Go-Go, yeah.
And then, like, Taeyong is still laying there on the ground, face down, and Jimin gets down, and he's relentlessly spanking Taeyong on the floor. And Jungkook is kind of, like, attacking his legs, but Jimin is just, like, spanking, like...
Well, did you see his butt? How could you not?
Exactly. And that dress...
I really don't blame him. Taeyong, I cannot emphasize how good freaking Taeyong looks as Snow White. Yeah.
He does look really good.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, that was fun.
Yeah, that was cute. Little costume contest.
Yeah. That was a short episode, but it was just a fun little Halloween special. Mm-hmm. We don't really have too much content to really feed off of, you know.
We have some things that we're thinking about kind of in the works, but, you know, sometimes we need a lighter week, and this is just one of those.
I'm literally in a hotel room recording this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
But cool. That's fun.
Yeah. So, guys, if you enjoyed this episode and if you've enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few ways that you can let us know. Like we said at the beginning of this episode, you could write a review on iTunes or like whatever platform you listen on. You can also reach out to us. We love to hear your feedback. We love to hear what you have to say or your favorite moments of something that we talked about. So you can reach out to us on email or on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.